We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we are talking some Penn State basketball for the first time this season. They're five games in. We are moving on. We're still talking Penn State football because that's what we do, but Jeff Brown, our good buddy, voice of the Bryce Jordan Center, voice of a generation, and an inspiration to men, women, children everywhere. He joins us now to talk some Penn State.
You're piling it deep already.
I want to get this out of the way. I want to speak a lot of positive things because I'm going to trash you the rest of the way. So, by the way, Todd Sadowski, the previous segment, was talking about what coverage Fox 43 has this weekend. They're airing the Pac-12 championship game, Utah-Washington, Friday night, and they're airing the Big Ten championship game, Ohio State-Northwestern, Saturday night, just to put a bow on that. Jeff, thanks for jumping on with us. It's good to have you.
I'm glad to be here. I missed you guys.
We missed you too. I've been begging to have you on, but Jim was like, I don't want to stroke Jeff's ego any more than he already does himself, and you know how it goes. But
you know, with Jim having a movie coming out about him, you think he'd be in a better mood with the Grinch coming out and all that, but he seems to be just grinchier than ever. So okay.
Jim's happy Grinch ending is still out there in the future somewhere.
Do I have to cut off a couple mics here?
I can't believe this is going to air on the radio somewhere. Let's talk some Penn State basketball. Let's get amateur hours over. Let's talk Penn State basketball. 3-2 through five games. What's standing out to you so far? Just common themes and things like that to start the year.
Well, they need Mike Watkins badly. And I'm not sure when he's getting back from indefinite suspension, but that's the big thing right now. John Hara has really come into his own. We saw him do well in the NIT and step his game up, and he seems to have not lost a beat. He's able to rebound, but he's not Mike Watkins. And so he would be a wonderful sixth guy, seventh guy coming off the bench. But as a starter, no, they've got to get the big guy back in there. And that's what they've been really hurting so far is Lamar Stevens is everything we thought he was going to be. The three new guys, they're not bad either. Jamari Wheeler seems to have upped his game a little bit. I know they worked all summer long on his shot, and it does look much better, although we haven't seen a whole lot of results from that yet. But he's still playing great defense and moving the ball around. Penn State could be undefeated right now, but it doesn't work out that way when you – start off 1-for-10 and you end up shooting 29% from the field as they did against Bradley. Ain't going to happen. So once again, you're in a situation where you've got one guy this season. It's Lamar Stevens scoring all the points because, once you get into the Big Ten season, everybody's going to be hanging on him. So these other guys have to step up.
Well, I think the structure of the team is interesting. There are, I would say, flashes of optimism that are real, but at the same time, you're remaking a team and you're building around a few young guys like Miles Dredd, Rasir Bolton, and you're going to have, unfortunately, things like Bradley happen. And until these guys really find their shot and you can't have those cold streaks like that a lot moving forward. Maybe they get it out of their system in that game.
Well, they could. They really could. And I'm very encouraged. I mean, Miles Dredd is just a stud. Holy mackerel. He's built for the Big Ten. He's got a tremendous shot, and he looks great. Rasir Bolton, his cold streak notwithstanding, but he looks good, and he looks so confident. He does not look like a freshman out there. He is just into the game. He knows the game. I have seen him a couple of different times as the players huddled on the floor, him taking over the conversation as far as what they were going to do. I mean, this kid is a born leader, and he's going to be a terrific point for Penn State. But, again, he's a freshman. He's skinny. I do wonder about him getting banged around in the Big Ten and the long season, how he's going to be toward the end.
So Miles Dredd averaging 11.8 so far. You see him, he's been, I would say, the most consistent outside shot of the team so far. And that's, you were wondering where that was going to come from. He's answered some questions. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, he and Bolton have both been as advertised. But what might have surprised you a little bit so far about those two in particular?
You know, I don't know that much has surprised me, because I expected them to go hot and cold, and I expected them to kind of feel my way around. I guess, like I said before, that if I'm surprised by these two at all, it's that Bolton is so cool and calm and collected, and he looks like he's been playing 2 or 3 years, and that may be the surprise with those two. The big surprise with me is Trent Buttrick, because Trent spent the vast majority of the season last year on the bench. He came in a little bit, really wasn't very effective, and he has come in and given Patrick Chambers some quality minutes so far this season.
And quality minutes that they need. I wonder, you know, as you look at, you know, the dynamic of this team and the need for, you know, to have an inside presence like Mike Watkins. We don't know when that's going to be, but what does that do as far as opening things up, as far as making plays in the paint? You know, how big is that for Penn State? How much are they missing it?
Well, they're missing a lot. I mean, they're not getting a lot of second chance shots, even though they're typical of a Patrick Chambers team, hustling and diving and everything else. But they're just not getting the big rebounds. They don't have the presence inside. And so right now, since they don't have anybody inside who can score, teams can effectively stick a little closer to Dredd, to Bolton, to you know, the other guys on the team. And kind of keep on in. We haven't even mentioned Josh yet, but Josh Reeves has been playing his typical great defense. But they can put more pressure on the outside because they really don't think that Buttrick and Hera are going to do much on the inside.
And if they think that, I think they might be right. I think those guys seem to be fine rotational guys, but not really, not playmakers. And that's no knock on them, but just Watkins has a special ability to make things happen inside. And those guys, they're missing that.
I love John Harris Hart, man. He's so fun to watch because he fights for everything. I saw one sequence where he got 3 straight offensive boards in the same series. He just never gave up, and he just kept coming down with them and passing them back out again. The kid is all heart, and he's strong. He's solid, but he's not Mike Watkins.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State basketball with Jeff Brown, the first of our hopefully weekly series looking at this team as it grows and evolves and tries to find its identity a little bit. And one of the things last year, Jeff, was we talked about depth, and I think we talked about shooting a little bit. Where do you think this team stands when it comes to, you know, impact play off the bench? And then, of course, you know, as we've kind of discussed a little bit, the ability to hit the outside shot.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed because it looks like they've got a better bench this year. And if Watkins is going to get on the court again, then all of a sudden that bench gets even better. But right now, if you can bring a Rashier Bolton off the bench and he hits 2 or 3 threes for you, I mean, that's huge, absolutely huge. And like I said, Josh Reeves, his shot looks a little bit better this year. Miles Dredd, once he kind of gets his feet underneath him, I think he's going to be a force in the Big Ten. So all of a sudden, you're kind of going, Tony who? Maybe we don't need Tony after all. Although I have shook my head a couple of times and just thought, if he'd only stayed one more year, where would the team be?
Well, it's hard to, I think, you know, it's everybody was thinking that from the get-go, and it's going to be hard, especially when you're losing games like you do to Bradley. But somebody who can create their own shot and then create shots for others, it's hard to see who's going to fill both of those voids. And you know, with Miles Dredd playing at a pretty high level early, what do you figure his upshot is down the road? Are you looking all Big Ten? Are you looking at NBA? Or what's your sense early on with 5 games under his belt, how good he can be?
Well, what I keep remembering is, and I'm not going to say who it was that told me, but he was at a tournament that Miles played in last year in D.C., and his report on Miles Dredd was it was a man playing against boys. And what I've seen so far, I absolutely positively agree with that description, because, you know, while the competition suffer, this is a big kid, great body for the and very confident in his ability to play basketball. All Big Ten this season? Maybe not, but in the future, absolutely.
6'4", 215 pounds right away. And you mentioned that he looks skinny out there. It'll be fun to watch him fill out. And, you know, you think as the season goes on, you're going to see more and more of him. What have you thought about Lamar Stevens now as a leading man? Because you saw glimpses of that where he needed to do that last year. You see a guy, obviously, who can create his own shot. I think he was ready for it, but he's definitely lived up to being the number one guy.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that Lamar is a great player. My question was, is he going to be handling the load? And so far, my goodness, he has, you know, 5 straight 20-point games, and nobody can seem to guard him. And it's terrific. But, and the big but here, he can't keep doing it himself, because you know as well as I do, he's going to have people hanging on him, and somebody's got to step up. Yeah, we haven't talked about Myron Jones yet. He has been hot and cold so far. But between Jones and Bolton and Dredd, they got to start filling it up from outside and take some of the pressure off Lamar, because Lamar cannot score 27 points a game.
24.8 to start the year, as you mentioned, yep. A 5 straight with 20 plus, a really consistent score. You know, getting it done really efficiently from all over the floor. What do you think right now, as Penn State's finding its way, what's your sense on where the fan base views this team? We got about a minute or so, but and what in terms of, what Patrick Chambers has to prove to fans, or, you know, how to get to a point, you know, this will always be a football school, but being at the top of the mind of people in this area.
Well, the fans are pretty juiced right now, despite the losses. And when you look at it, a 3-point loss and an overtime loss. Granted, at the end of the season, that might work against Penn State as far as getting into the big dance. But right now, optimism is very high. They had over 9,000 fans for the home opener, and a great crowd so far this season. So everybody's pretty pumped right now. They think this is the time. Now, most people that I talk to think that maybe next year is when things are really going to click into place. Fun and exciting to watch this year, and so far the fans have come out.
An interesting stretch of games starting Tuesday night against Virginia Tech at home. They go to Maryland.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a good Virginia Tech team coming into Bryce Jordan Center. Good team to come check it out on ESPN2 as well. At Maryland on Saturday, and then next week on Tuesday, home against Indiana. So an interesting 3-game stretch. We'll start to learn a little bit more about where this team stands. That's Jeff Brown talking Penn State hoops with us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Desmond. And one other thing I wanted to add, 2,500 tickets for the student section this year. It's a brand-new record, and they had to expand the seating section in order to get them all in.
Awesome. There you go. Penn State Hoops, check it out. Tuesday night, Virginia Tech. Thanks for tuning in this week to this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.